listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here, WCNO. Always glad to come to you every Saturday morning, talk to you about the things of the Lord. Now, remember this. If you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24-7 simply by going to WCNO, scroll down to the word on demand, click on that. And you'll see a calendar. You go to any Saturday. We got about 3 years teachings on here. You go to any Saturday and just click on Lifeline. My son Landon and I have a lot of teachings. And listen, you can pick them up anytime. Also, if you get anything out of the message or anything out of Landon's messages, share with your friends anywhere in the world. Okay? Don't forget to do this now. If you need the... Also, I'm doing a teaching. I'm sending out about 200 people on a mail list, and I do a teaching that goes out about twice a month. I don't do a newsletter. I don't ask for money, although I need money. It's only a teaching. So if you get any out of these teachings, I do a much more detail on my email list. All you have to do is simply this. Go to trylifeline.gmail.com. That's one word, try, T-R-Y, trylifeline, one word, gmail.com, trylifeline. And just email me and let me know you're all on the list. And you'll just get a teaching a couple of times a month. Nothing else. I want to talk to you today about the Holy Spirit revealed. I've been talking to you the last couple of teachings about the revelation of the Holy Spirit. And I'll be a couple more weeks because I'm really going to break this down and absolutely go over all the gifts, how they operate, how you can get them. We need to really understand the work of the Holy Spirit. Last week I noticed my son Landon. We never talked about what we were going to teach. We still have each other's hair, and that's good. But last week, he did the same thing. Talk about the Holy Spirit. This is how, and this is why. Jesus is really revealed by the Spirit of God. And this is why we absolutely want you to understand. So you just stay with me. Now I'm going to break all these gifts down. I'm going to tell you how to get them, how to use them, and how each one individually operates. I probably won't get there today, but I'm working on it, so stay with me. Luke 11:13, Jesus said, "How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?" That would tell me that Jesus thinks we need more. Are you asking? Are you asking for it? And how do you get more? You know, Jesus made this statement for a reason. How much more? We need more. And how do we get more? We can have more. He made it very plain. We can have more of the Holy Spirit. For our own benefit, we need to know how to get the Holy Spirit to do the things for us that Jesus said he would do. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to do for you. Listen, we can learn all about Jesus, but only through the Spirit can you truly know him. Without the Spirit, you cannot. If you're going to walk in all of his promises, if you're going to walk in the promises of Jesus, the Holy Spirit walks you through them. You can have full God now. You really can. If you get to know the Holy Spirit of God, you can have a greater measure of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life at this time. I mean, you really can. This stuff really does work. By knowing the Holy Spirit, you know Jesus, because he is the revealer of Jesus. He wants to keep the face of Jesus always before you. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He never speaks of himself. He brings us Jesus. He testifies of Jesus. He witnesses of Jesus. That's what he does. That's what he comes to do. How much more, Jesus said, will the Father give if you'll just ask? Are you asking? Are you seeking? Are you knocking? He really now wants to keep Jesus always in your life, always present before you. Just as the Father loved us so much that he sent his precious Son, the Lord Jesus, to redeem us, to teach us, so that we can come into his presence by having our sins washed away and coming out of darkness into light. So now Father sent the Holy Spirit that was in and upon Jesus to lead, to guide, to teach, to comfort, and to direct our lives. He wants to bring us the presence of the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's wonderful. Jesus is so wonderful. He sent us the Holy Spirit. He wants you to know him. Listen, if you're going to accomplish anything on the earth, the Holy Spirit is the doer of it. You've got just to remember that. Otherwise, he come to equip us, to give us everything we need to live out the life that Father promised us, to walk it out, to live it out, to not get beaten up by the world. You cannot, like I said, you can learn all about Jesus. You can sit in church or you can listen to teachers. You know every color in Joseph's coat. But still, you cannot really know the Lord Jesus without the Spirit of Jesus in your life. And the Holy Ghost brings that. He brings us Jesus. He's the power. He's the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost talks for Jesus. He works out all that you've learned about Jesus through your life. The Holy Spirit brings us the ability to live out the new resurrected life of Jesus. He moves you closer to Jesus. How much better can it get than this, all right? Listen, this is big. You really need, the reason why, you know, this is really something. You just really need to know the Holy Spirit, because if you know the Holy Spirit, you can have all the benefits that's promised in the Word of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Spirit gives him. The Spirit helps you manage him. The Spirit helps you walk out your life in the name of Jesus. You've got to know this, okay? John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb before Jesus was ever born, just for the purpose of revealing and testifying of Jesus to the world. You see, you really can't testify and witness of Jesus to the world apart from the Spirit of God. You can talk about it, you can think about it, you can learn about it. But to witness it, the witness has to be in you. The Spirit of God has to be in you to bring out the witness of Jesus, okay? This is the first time now God the Holy Ghost has really been introduced to the world. It was in John the Baptist, so he can reveal and testify of Jesus. He's the one. He is the one who brings us in Jesus. He was never introduced in the Old Testament. Now, this is big. John could not reveal or testify of Jesus without having the Holy Ghost, because he can only be revealed by the Spirit. Now, look, in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God would come upon a prophet, come upon a man to do what God wanted done, to speak what God wanted, but he never dwelt in the man. Even David, remember, cried out, "Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Otherwise, let me keep him. So he never really, God the Holy Ghost did not indwell man in the Old Testament. He really didn't. God would speak directly to the prophet. The Spirit would speak directly to the prophet. He would prophesy, he would do what God said. But now, the Spirit of God lives in us and carries out the work continuously without ceasing of Jesus, okay? Listen now, this is really big. Only the Holy Spirit can really testify of Jesus, because he can only be revealed by the Spirit. Like I said, neither can you now. You cannot have the great witness of Jesus that you might want apart from the Spirit of the living God. He is the revealer of Jesus. Go back again and think about this. The first time we hear anything about the Holy Ghost, he visited Zechariah and Mary. Here's how he did it. When John was in his mother's womb, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. As far as I know, he was the only man ever filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Jesus was not. John was, because John had to come first with the Holy Ghost to bring the testimony and the witness of Jesus forward. He started in Elizabeth. Elizabeth moved, and the Holy Ghost jumped. When she mentioned Jesus, the Holy Ghost jumped and moved and then he moved on. Mary and Elizabeth prophesied. Mary prophesied. Zechariah prophesied. All before Jesus were ever born. By the power of the Holy Ghost. See, he is the witness of Jesus. This is the message I'm trying to make here today. The message I'm trying to bring forth is the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Ghost is the great witness of Jesus, the Son of God. That's where he came. That's who he is. God the Holy Ghost is the one that really brings us the testimony and the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did this before Jesus was ever born. See, this is how God, the Holy Ghost, was introduced to the world, to testify and witness of the one that is to come. Can you see that now? They all prophesied. They were all moved by the Holy Ghost. Just because John, the Holy Spirit was in John at his in the womb. I mean, this happened before Jesus was ever born. He brought the revelation of Jesus. John 15, 26, 27. Listen to this. Jesus said, But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father. Now remember now, you don't have him now. I'm going to send him to you. Now Jesus is on the earth at the time, face to face with the apostles, talking to them, but they don't have the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because when Jesus was baptized by John, the word says, when you see the Holy Ghost come upon him who, when the Holy Ghost descended upon John and remained, so all the Holy Spirit, was in Jesus. He received all the Holy Spirit when he was baptized by John. So Jesus is saying here, but when the Comforter has come now, whom I will send unto you from the Father, you don't have him now, but I'm going to send him unto you. Even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. So this is why he comes, what he does, the Holy Spirit, is testify of the Lord Jesus. That, my friend, tells me he has a voice. And then he uses it to testify of the Master. Are you hearing the voice? Are you hearing the voice of the Lord Jesus? Said, he will testify of me. Are you hearing the Holy Spirit testify to you about Jesus? You should. Are you hearing his voice? You should. Listen to this, John 16, 13. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all the truth. For he shall not speak of himself. That means he speaks, doesn't it? So he won't speak of himself, though. But whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Spirit speaks. Are you listening? Are you here? Can you hear? And he'll show you things to come. He shows us things. Are you looking for what's coming? Are you seeing? Are you hearing? Is the Holy Spirit leading and guiding your life? He does these things. When the Lord Jesus sent Ananias to Paul, listen to this. He got filled with the Holy Ghost before he was baptized. See, that many people think that, you know, when you get saved, when you become a Christian, you're automatically filled with the Holy Ghost, and that's not necessarily true. You know, see what I mean? Before this man was even baptized, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. When Peter went to Cornelius, he also got filled with the Holy Ghost before he was baptized. Acts 9, 17, Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on Paul, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared unto you in the way as you came, has sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's big. Paul's never been baptized. Paul's been sitting in a corner 3 days, 3 nights, blind, waiting. I'm sure he was going through all he needed. He got in 3 days, sitting there blind, not knowing anything. He did have a vision, though, of a man named Ananias coming and laying his hands on him. And immediately fell from his eyes, as it had been scales. He received sight forthwith and arose and got baptized. In other words, he was not baptized now till after he was filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to tell you, the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Godhead. He's somebody. He is God and the Holy Ghost here for us today. Acts 10, 44 through 48. Peter, when he went to Cornelius' house, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcised, the Gentile, or the Jew, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then asked Peter, can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized? Remember, not baptized yet, but the Holy Ghost has fallen on them just like he did at Pentecost. Which they have received the Holy Ghost as well as we, and he commanded them to be baptized. So the Holy Ghost is God, the Holy Ghost. Listen, you really need to get to know the Holy Spirit of God. I want to open up the telephone lines too today. Listen, if you have any questions or any needs, I don't care what it is. Maybe you're not saved after today. Maybe you're listening to me. Maybe you just want to make a change in your life. Maybe it's time that you just really give your life to the Lord. Maybe the Spirit of God is drawing you today. Maybe God, the Holy Ghost, is working in your life today to draw you to the Lord Jesus. You give me a call. I'll walk you right into the kingdom of God. I'll walk you right through God's plan for your life. Give me a call here, Lance. It's 772-221-1100. Or out of town, 888 1-800-221-8990. Remember, you're seeking more of the Holy Spirit. I'll pray for you. I'll be more than glad to do that. I'll pray for you. I'll help you receive a greater measure of the Spirit of God. God wants you to have that today. Were you astonished when the Holy Ghost fell on you like they were at Cornelius' house? Were you? If not, maybe you need to go back for more. Notice they were filled before they were baptized. That's very important. We need to know the Holy Ghost. This is who he is. He is the one that speaks of Jesus. He is the one that witnesses Jesus. He is the one that testifies to Jesus. He is the one that brings you the presence of Jesus. So you cannot put him in a box. He's not the one you just get when you're baptized, you're down under the water. You understand that? He is God, the Holy Ghost. Acts 11, 15, 16, Peter said, as I begin to speak, the Holy Ghost fell on them as it did back in Cornelius' house on us at the beginning. Then remembered I the Lord, how that he said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Are you, my friend, baptized with the Holy Ghost? Remember now, not necessarily when you get saved, are you totally immersed in the Spirit of God? Peter's saying something happened here, just like he did at Pentecost. Did something like that happen when you filled out a card? When you raised your hand, or when you walked the aisle? Remember, my friend, if nothing happened, nothing happened. You hear that? If nothing happened, nothing happened. Did you receive the Holy Ghost when you were saved? Were you baptized in the Holy Ghost when you were saved? Peter said, then I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptizes with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Are you really baptized with the Holy Ghost? Are you? The Holy Ghost is God here now for you. He's God here now for you. Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price? You have not lied unto man, but unto God. Peter is saying, if you lie to the Holy Ghost, you've lied to God. The Holy Ghost has to be God. No doubt, no question. Luke 1:34. Then said Mary to the angel, how should this thing be, seeing I don't know a man? And the angel answered, said to her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also, that thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God, the Holy Ghost, Father Jesus. He has to be God. Listen, give us a call here if you need help in any way out there today. If you need a prayer, if you're just hurting, if you're just a broken, hurting person out there, if you're struggling in life, you may be struggling over families, I don't care what it is, I'm here to testify, to witness of how much Jesus loves you. And I'm here to tell you how Jesus wants to help you, wants to meet your needs, wants to walk you through life. And I'm here to tell you the Comforter is here, and he cares about you, and is willing and willing to comfort you. Our phone number, 772-221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. And give us a call. I'll be more than glad to talk with you. The King James used the word Holy Ghost 62 times in the New Testament, and not one time in the Old. I'm talking about the King James now. Not one time in the Old. In other words, Holy Ghost is used. Not one time. You know why? You know why? You know, there's much to be said in the Bible about the Spirit and Spirit. So I want to break it down for you. We need to understand the difference between God, the Holy Ghost, that's mentioned many, many times in the Bible. We just really need to know. In the Old Testament, there's a lot to be said about spirits. A whole lot. But the Holy Ghost came when John came to introduce John, the Holy Ghost, to introduce Jesus. The Holy Ghost testifies and witness of our precious Savior Jesus. That's what he came to do. So he was never really, the Holy Ghost was never really in man in the Old Testament. Now he would come up on a man to testify and to witness, but he never dwelt and lived in the man like he wants to dwell and live in you. We can have 24/7 the presence of the Lord in our life by the power of the Spirit of God. Luke said, the Lord Jesus moves and operates up with the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. The Holy Spirit just reminds us of Jesus. Listen to this. Acts 1:1-2. The former trustees have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After he, through the Holy Ghost, has given commandments to the apostles whom he has chosen. Listen, Jesus himself operated under the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. How much more do we need the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost to operate in our life? If you're trying to live out the Christian life, look, I've lived it a long time, and I know what the world looks like out there. It is a bad, troubled place. If you're trying to do it without the anointing of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you're trying to live the Christian life, I'm telling you, it's like swimming upstream, marching uphill. It is really tough for you. I can tell you for sure it's practically impossible. I can also tell you this. If you will absolutely get to know the Lord in a very personal way, spend quality time in the Word of God. He said, my Word is Spirit. My Word is life. If the Spirit of that Word and the life of that Word is in you, and you get to know the Lord, and you pursue the Lord, you ask and you receive a greater measure of the Holy Ghost, you can walk through anything. No matter what you come against, the comforter will comfort you, take care of you, and walk you through life. Jesus said, I'll pray the Father, he'll send another comforter, he'll be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world can't receive, because it sees him not, neither knows, but you know him, he dwells with you, and shall be. That's a lifetime guarantee. There's a lot of things talking about a lifetime guarantee. That's a real lifetime guarantee. That's probably the only true lifetime guarantee that really stands out today. I'll not leave you, because I come to you. He means that. He means everything that he is. We can live a life never being without the comfort of the Lord. That's really true. We might go through something. You might go through pure hell, but you will never be without the comfort of the Lord going through it. As you go through it, he is there with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world. That's the only lifetime guarantee there probably is. You know what I'm saying? I really mean that. This is the only real security that's in this world, is I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll always be with you. I love you. I care about you. Listen, God cares about you. But if you're hurting out there today and you need a greater measure of the Spirit of God in your life, and you're struggling, or you just have real questions about the Holy Spirit, things you don't understand, things you need help with, you give me a call here. I'd be more than glad to talk with you. 772-221-1100, or out of town, 888-221-8990. We are here for you, more than glad to help you any way we can. Jesus loves you, wants you to know that today. If you're out there today and you're just really struggling with something, you might have a family member just driving you up the wall, can't handle it, had all you can take. Hey, listen, let's help for you. Jesus will speak a word to you that will comfort you. He'll release his presence right into your life. You know that? He cares about you. He wants to help you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He brings comfort to us. Acts 10:38. Peter said to Cornelius, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Listen to it. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost. The same thing I'm trying to say you need, Jesus needed. Peter said this. Listen, he's talking to Cornelius. He says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. The man Jesus, when he was on the earth, guess what he needed? He needed the Holy Ghost. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was good. You know what? Listen to this again. Let's talk about this a minute. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost, and that empowered him to what? Go about doing good. You want to do good? You want to do good in your life? Is that what you want? Then you need the Holy Spirit to help you. And healing all that were oppressed. You need healed? Are you oppressed? Are you afflicted? Are you struggling in your mind? Are you struggling in your thought pattern? Are you struggling with sin? Are you struggling over your family? And healing all that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Now let's go back and look at this again. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost. God was with him, right? But he was with him because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost, and he empowered him and walked him through life. The same promise we have here today. All the authority and power that Jesus operated while he was on this earth was by the Holy Ghost. Now, remember this. Jesus said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I pray the Father. He will send another comfort. And you're going to have the same thing. You really are. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll pray the Father. He's going to send you another comforter. And he'll be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But my friend, if you're a Christian, you love the world. You have the kingdom of God. You know that? You're somebody. You know that? You're special. You belong to God. You have a blanket of security. You have a lifetime guarantee. You have a blanket of security over you. You can walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? When Jesus was resurrected, the Father sent the Holy Spirit. Listen to this now. When he was resurrected, the Father sent the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus to empower us to build and carry on the kingdom of God until Jesus returns for us. We have a set place in this earth. You know that? You know, you're locked in. You're secure. You're zip locked in if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. Like I said before, when you get saved, immediately, you are zip locked in. The Spirit of God touches your life, marks you for God forever. That is absolutely a fact. But are you baptized in the Holy Ghost? How's it working out in your life? Are you a great witness of Jesus? The Holy Ghost, if you're baptized, well, you're the witness of Jesus in your life. Do you do that? Do you have it? Do you really have it? If you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you should have the witness of Jesus in your life. Jesus said, I don't go. If I don't go away, the Spirit won't come into you. If I depart, I will send him unto you. Now that your spirit is alive again, through the new birth, he wants to become very active in your life. 1 Corinthians 12:3, no man should say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. No man should know Jesus apart from the Holy Ghost because he's the revealer of Jesus. The better you know the Holy Spirit, the more he can testify and witness to you about Jesus and then through you. Remember this. The great purpose of having an experience with the Holy Spirit is that you have a great experience with the Lord Jesus. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Moves you into the presence of Jesus, closer to Jesus. Listen, if you're a Christian, is that not what all of us want out there? Look, we need help in the ministry and you're not supporting us. We really need your support. We really need help. Help us out. Many promise you don't come through. That's not good. You should promise, you should commit, and you should do it. Listen, our address is Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's pretty easy. Send us a check, whatever you can do. Doesn't have to be large. Just help us out. All we're trying to do, we don't take any money. We're just trying to pay for our radio time. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach. Lifeline. Lifeline. 1603 Jensen Beach. Or email us. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any questions, anything we can help you with. If you want to get to our teachings on a regular basis, trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. That's easy now. One word. Try, T-R-Y. Trylifeline. One word. Trylifeline. One word. gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We really would. If you have anything at all we can help you with, pray for you, whatever your need might be. And also, we'd be glad to point you to a good place we can get help. We know a couple of places. If you're having issues in your life, you can go and these places, this church will really help you out. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Don't forget, support this ministry. Post Office Box 1603. Lifeline, Post Office Box 1603. Just a minute. Look, the Lord loves you. I want you to really know that today. I really do want you to think about, do you have all the Holy Spirit that God wants you to have? If your life is wonderful, and if you have a great relationship with the Lord Jesus, then you're okay. But if not, you need to get to know the Holy Spirit because he can put you on the right path. He can put you on the right road. He'll guide your footsteps, lamp into your feet, light into your path. Listen, we love you. We're going to see you again next week. But whatever you do, remember, Jesus loves you and support this ministry. Lifeline, 1603 Jensen Beach, or TryLifeline@gmail.com. God bless you. We're going to see you again next week. Have a great weekend. Have a great life. And Jesus loves you. And we love you, or we wouldn't be here. Thank you now. God bless you. See you again next week. 958 is not.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.